On tonight's RHOBH, Lisa Rinna could be considered a real pharmacist of Beverly Hills. We're talking about season 7, episode 8, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Classic Erica Jane. Drop that bass!
Here it comes, here it comes. There we go, okay, alright.
Alright,
and now our show is over. Yes.
Welcome to the after show. I mean, you know it, for RHOBH. We're talking about boys' blades and bags of pills. That sums up a lot of the details of this episode. I'm your host, Grant's Rants on Twitter. It's Grant.
Hey guys, I am Christy Olson, and you can jam along with me at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina and check out my brand new website, thomasrulina.com.
Hey, guys, I'm Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy and my website, chrisvalentine.la. And the best part of the show is Erica Jane opening it for us.
Oh, yeah, that makes me feel important. Erica Jane just opened for us, guys.
Not exactly 30,000? How many did she have last time?
30,000.
Yes, but
Greek boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, tonight is PK's big birthday. Now, who wouldn't want to go to a birthday party but PK?
Yes, the whole gang was there. They had every housewife, friends of the housewives, and Mario Lopez.
Yeah. I know.
I wanted to go to that party.
We needed Adrian Maloof to just waltz in.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Out of nowhere.
I want to see what Taylor's up to. I just want to know how she's going to spin doing nothing. I'd like to just know. And I've always had a group on her. Last season, she tried. Remember, she really tried.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we saw her once and done. But, yeah.
A for effort, Taylor.
I love a classic season one house. I think I'm ready for an Adrian side. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for Adrian.
It's been too long.
Yes. Well, opening up the episode, Dorit is feeling the pressure. Rich people problems. Having to throw a 49th birthday party. And it's supposed to be, they're supposed to have a secret Boy George performance, and there's a lot of stress and anxiety and how this is going to be concealed, and they have to hide instruments. I mean, is anyone feeling bad for this woman?
It was supposed to be a white drape. I mean, come on. There was this critical error, black with a few roses. I mean, this is devastating, but I kind of understand how she feels. That is her life. She's putting on a party. You know, that's a lot of her focus in her life, so I could see how she's concerned that everything goes off right. And I was kind of also interested in seeing if the girls would buy it. I mean, the whole white, and a lot of them did. I mean, Eileen said she was taken, but of course, Lisa Vanderpump, you know, she's going to sniff out the truth.
Yes. Well, I don't know why she even bothered. I mean, listen, if you've ever been to one of PK and Dorit's events, I'm guessing you've probably seen Boy George perform before. He performed at their wedding, more on that later. And listen, if you know he lives at their house and it's his guy's birthday, they probably could have just said, hey, you know what, guys, there's going to be a special performance. And it would have been equally as elusive. Come on.
Is it a surprise? Especially, you know, everyone that went to that party, we didn't see on air, but I'm sure everyone asked, oh, is Boy here? Is Boy here? Is he coming?
Good point.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, no, he's not. He's hiding in the media room for a surprise. Like, is it that much of a surprise? Now, if Britney Spears walked in, hell yeah, it'd be a surprise. Yeah. But it's a little predictable.
Maybe that's why everybody was there. You know, who knows?
I'm sorry, but you bringing up Britney makes me wonder if we're going to see when Erica performed at Christina Aguilera's birthday party.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes.
Kind of in the vein of what we're talking about before. Yes. Yeah, sorry,
Christy,
big
though,
fan.
I don't really know this. Is Boy George performing? Because I don't remember seeing him out there doing a lot of concerts.
You know, last summer he was at the Bowl with Culture Club. There was a two-night thing. It was in the middle of the summer, and it was like a very rare performance. And
it is rare, kind of.
That was shot around the same. This was shot around the same time as that. So I think they came together over the summer.
I think it was maybe the summer.
Like a mini tour anyway.
Yeah. You know what? I think he did have an overseas one, and then his American leg was those two nights at the Bowl. I think that was right. Yeah.
So he's still singing Comma Chameleon.
Yes.
You laughed when that came on. I thought it was funny, too.
Well, let's talk about the two over in Greece.
What? I'm sorry, before we do that, Jay in the chat roll just said, if Dorit hired a magician, Adrian would have been there.
Ooh.
Oh.
Remember when she popped out? What was it, the trauma?
That was so harsh.
Some kind of magic
She went to all this effort to put on a magic show.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if it was the producers, but she was totally ignored, even by the women. It was like, nobody, they're all having it out, you know, with Kim. And Adrian is trying to do a, you know.
That is a major flashback, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. That was for the never hungover, launch party at in Hollywood at that club.
What was the club? Dangerous that one, right on Hollywood
Chris
Boulevard.
Brown's always shooting people.
Supper club.
Yeah, yeah. There's always someone getting shot.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, true story. PJ in the chat says Dorit reminds me of Adrian without the melting spray tan. Oh, sorry, Adrian. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys.
So, yes, we appreciate it. Keep the comments going, of course. Yes. So, those two, Erica and Jane. Yes. And Kyle are bonding over female empowerment and feminine energy and all of that. And then the other three.
All that crap.
And then the other three females are meeting in the valley to go rollerblading.
Yay!
What restaurant said they couldn't show up? Like, I want to know. Who canceled?
Yes.
Who canceled? Because I don't get the public parks.
I always try to figure out where they are.
Are you implying that rollerblades were plan B for this housewife shoot?
Well, in Beverly Hills, I would hope so.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
That was kind of surprising.
Last minute park, and I always try to figure out where the locations are of everything. So I'm trying to figure it out. It looked like Burbank for a second, but then no, there was like a parking garage. So I think it was a last minute locale where they could just go and do the rollerblading, you know.
I'm convinced that everything Rinna does on the show is in the valley because I pay attention. I look up some places. She even went to that Pilates studio also in the valley. Like, I'm convinced. I'm just convinced that
she's a valley girl.
Yeah, she's just comfortable and whatever. But,
I'm loving Erica and Kyle's relationship while they're in Greece. I thought that was really special. I think it's nice to see like two new friendships kind of blooming. Mm-hmm. You know, they're starting to get closer with each other. And I was surprised to see the three of them hanging out so soon. Doreen and all of them. But that was nice too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Grease Kyle is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle, I could maybe get on board with Grease Kyle.
When she goes on vacation, she is a different person. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing when she went to Dubai. It was like, she's free and easy, and she's a totally different person when she gets out of Beverly Hills. She's just having fun, which is great to see.
I like it.
Kind of like vacation shit in an RHOC.
Yes!
Dismissing the OC ladies. Shout out to you ladies tonight. Let's talk about how Dorit mentioned that she does plan to invite Kim to the party and clears it with Lisa Rinna.
I appreciated that. I thought that was smart. I think she's starting to rebuild the trust between the three women, between the two of them, so I feel like that was a smart move for her to say that. And if I were to go to a party, if I had conflict with somebody, I would appreciate like a heads up like that as well. So I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And who's going to say no? I think...
Right. Oh my God. Yeah.
She's so diplomatic. She's going to say yes to anything. And that's part of the show. I mean, they're always getting together. It's part of what you have to do. So I thought it was nice that she asked.
Eden went and visited Lisa Vanderpump, and they had an awkward encounter about her ending a relationship and how she was a functioning alcoholic. And I'm wondering if this show is just painting her as constantly talking about sobriety. It seems to be the overarching theme. Like, I'm glad that we heard a little bit about her dating life.
Yeah, it was like I wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, the first other thing we've heard of. I like Eden too. I just want to know a little bit more. I'm like, what else do we got? Because it's like, if I was her, I'd be annoyed that I'm getting an edit of always talking about someone else's sobriety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our fans are kind of implying that they think Eden is sort of being used just to keep the Kim sobriety storyline alive, which, as we've seen, there's so much more to her, and we really like her in all the scene, you know, at her yoga place and doing her mom stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we're going to see more of Eileen helping the other girls, that whole metaphysical thing where she started with the crystals and she's talking about the sobriety and she's talking about drinking healthy shakes and things like that. I think that's going to continue. And just a little note to our chat viewers and everybody watching, I think we are going to have Eden next week as a special guest star. Yes. So if you have questions, send them in and we'll ask her, because we are getting to know her more and I absolutely adore her. So I can't wait to figure out more about her and find out more about, you know, her whole life and dating and all that. So
It's gonna be fun.
It's a good point in the season to have her in, because I feel like we can ask her some things. We're in the weeds a little bit now with things. We've seen her interact now with Kim twice. So, and we'll talk about other things as well with her. So, yes, definitely check us out next week. Eden also mentions to Lisa Vanderpump that she says that, here we go again with this enabler, that Kyle is an enabler. And Lisa's really quick to shut it down. She says, no, she isn't. But then in the interview, Eden clarifies that she said it to Lisa, that she allows Kim to behave and speak a certain way, and that she saw her own family in their relationship.
I don't think it's fair, to be honest. I don't think it's fair that she's putting so much I guess she's just being a little bit, she comes off a little bit more judgmental to me, just watching a few of the episodes so far. And I think she doesn't really know Kyle and Kim that well to be putting out statements like that. I feel like she should go to them. But, you know, we'll see how it all pans out in the end.
Mm-hmm. And she could be, like a lot of people do, viewing their own life through them.
Yeah, and I can see that.
That came up a little bit today, and people were saying, well, you're probably kind of reacting on your past and your family relationships and what you went through in your life. So that could be part of it.
Well, you can bet that LVP having her over, and that probably the whole goal of this conversation was to sort of pick her brain and be like, so what are you saying about Kim and Kyle? What, you know, and then it looks like that's going to escalate next week's episode.
Yes.
As long as it's coming from Eden wants to help Kim, and Kim somehow finds a way to, they can help each other, I would like to see that. But if it's just going to be attacking Kim or trying to just do too much with Kim, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
We've kind of told that story a little bit. Yeah. Kim's story a lot of bit, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know, at the same time, I thought that it was very honest of Eden to voice that enabler comment to Lisa Vanderpump, who we all know is very much Team Kyle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at least she was open and very straightforward about it, if that's how she really feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, what do we want to say about this Grease performance, the prayer? Were you touched on a spiritual level by the prayer?
That was a unique prayer. I've seen Erica Jane perform before during like an after hours, and I feel like the crowds are insane. I mean, it obviously wasn't 30,000 people. It was in Los Angeles, but...
Where was it?
It was in downtown. Yeah, she had like a
party. Was that the same
where
we were at?
I think that was...
You guys
were
went
there?
To that.
Yeah, we were there too.
We were all there.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So yeah, the vibe is very her crowd.
And don't most artists kind of pray before they go on? I mean, Madonna does it. Britney
Everybody
Spears,
yeah.
We
yeah.
see it in all the concerts. So I think it's great.
It was just a modified prayer.
Yeah. By Bishop Mikey Minden.
Yes. At least it's like a unifying moment. Like everyone stops what they're doing and like takes a collective breath. I think it's good. I mean, you know, it is what it's your own thing. And that's what Erica does.
One, two, three, pretty mess.
Yes. Well, what else can we say? Dorit says that it's nice to get a break from her kids when she hangs out with Eden and Lisa Rinna. Now, I have yet to really see her with her kids doing much. I mean, she's handing them off. She's saying, oh, I'm so stressed out. I'm having to pick up poop and having to do all this stuff. But she's got more help than Carter has. And Lisa Rinna has pills.
Oh. We knew that was coming.
Did she mean she misses watching the baby nurse and the nanny take care of her kids? Like, I just need clarification.
Shade.
It's a full-time job.
Right?
I did like how she told the nanny, be careful coming down the stairs with the baby. So she is, you know, thoughtful about the children. We do have some scenes, at least, with them. And Jagger's dancing around with to Boy George music. So we got to see the kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's hard. I mean, they're in a different life, a lifestyle. So it's not the normal life that we all usually
Are you implying that it may be hard for us to relate to Doreen?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
this is Beverly Hills.
Right.
This is what it's. That's what the show should be like.
If it's going to be like that, though, I want her to do more than it. Like, you know, get on a helicopter. Like, show us, like, more of your lavish life if it's going to be that way. Because I feel like other people can't relate. But if she wants to be that housewife, like an Adrian Maloof or somebody, like, get on a private plane, do something, you know, because right now it just comes off, you know, and I'm sure she obviously has an amazing life, but like show more of it, you know, for the viewers.
Maybe
more than just throwing parties.
Yeah, more than Boy George.
Let's go to Vegas.
Well,
let's do something.
Some might say that that's all she's got to show because there's a lot of stuff out there that she might not have as much money as she claims to have. So maybe that's
a lot of that.
Maybe she doesn't have access to a jet. Maybe she is an Adrian. I don't know.
We'll see.
I have an analysis on those two, which we'll get to when we talk about the party. The PK, I was going to say, PK and the husband. No, Dorit and the husband. The two of them, I have an analysis. We'll talk about the husband later on.
Yes.
All right.
And the pills.
Yes. So let's talk about that. Lisa Rinna says that she would not necessarily put alcohol in a smoothie. That would be out of the question, but she would put a Xanax. Have you ever laced any of your things with anything? I mean, I've made like a margarita, but that's okay because it's alcohol. I've never had to put pills in. I don't even own any. I'm not on anything, so I couldn't even engage in that. It's just not in my mindset, you know?
No, I'm not even really sure how the pills work. Like, so I was like, so does it dissolve in it? Does it get like blended? Like, I don't get it.
I know. They don't taste
I don't mean like to sound like a prude. Like, not that, you know, the having a few glasses of wine is so far outside my realm. But the Xanax in the smoothie, yeah,
they must dissolve. You know, they must dissolve. You know, I would assume.
And sometimes I feel like some of the women might say things for reaction, too. I mean, to throw something out there like that, that could be a whole episode, and any housewife joining knows that that's going to get picked up as something that could be run in the tabloids and things like that. So sometimes I think, you know, was it intentional to have the bag? I don't know.
I was so surprised.
I'm not in Lisa Rinna's purse.
I actually thought it was Eden's at first. I, like, missed what was happening. Like, oh, my gosh, it was shocking. And then to find out it was Lisa Rinna's, and then she's going through each pill saying what they do. So she did say Xanax was in the bag. I don't think most of the girls have ever heard that, and probably us, of lacing it. I do make shakes. I do put herbs and stuff, and I fill with all kinds of different things and organic greens, yes, and all that. But prescription pills, I haven't heard of that yet.
No.
So that was a little surprising. Yeah.
Christy, what was your reaction when you heard that Eden still takes pills,
despite
being sober?
I was really, really surprised. I was shocked to hear that because she's so open about her sobriety and so adamant about so many aspects of it, and seems to, you know, she makes statements like, a sober woman does this and this. And so she just seems to be living that lifestyle so rigidly that really surprised me. I'm under the impression that when people who are that hardcore about it say they're sober, they mean that they don't take anything at all. And in fact, some addicts, you know, don't even, if they have a surgery or something, they don't take pills. So it's really interesting, and it's definitely something that I want to ask her about next week.
Yeah, because we have no idea what pill she is taking. We don't really know. So
what did you guys
And not that we're going to ask you, Eden.
What did you guys make of that?
I thought it was surprising. Like what Christy was saying, I wasn't expecting for somebody to completely be promoting sobriety and talking about that, to even talk about pills or anything like that. I was just really surprised. I thought that was something that was in the past. But again, we'll ask her next week.
Yeah.
And I've heard stars talk like that. I think Osbourne said, we're not taking drugs anymore. We're on prescriptions. And so in a star's mind, maybe they think that's not, you know, it's being sober still. You're not doing drugs. You're just getting it from a doctor. So it could just be a Beverly Hills way of thinking, too. Yeah.
That's true. Again, something that we don't necessarily relate to.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, let's talk about this birthday party. And here are these two being upset about flowers. And, you know, again, first world problems. To me, I think there's nothing more gross than a spoiled adult. I've worked with plenty, and none currently. CYA, we're good now. But no, I mean, I've worked especially with a European man, and he was just, you know, any little thing like that would just completely set him off with things. And it was like these people, it would irritate me because they don't really know what real problems are, and they would go off like those two. They had to like put it outside, like they couldn't even like look at it, and that really is such a turnoff to me, because to me that speaks to the personalities of the both of them, that they're just so overindulged and so spoiled in life that if one thing is left and they want it to be tilted right, that they'll get all upset over it. I get that there's a lot of pressure putting on a party, but they're not in the kitchen cutting up cheese. You know what I mean? Like, relax. You know, it's just, it's gross to me. I will say, I was on board with them until that moment for me. And I was like, you know, here, this way and that way, but I'm so turned off by the two of them. No.
They lost you at the roses tonight.
Yeah, they lost you at the roses. It's Happy birthday, PK.
I didn't know they were that close. You still liked him until the roses, but
It shows where their priorities are.
Yeah, it was just gross behavior. I don't know. That's like, relax.
Like what I'm saying, if they elevated, you know, their status or whatever, and if they showed us something else, that probably wouldn't even bother you if that was something simple compared to something else, you know. But
I just feel like I'm more and more, I've noticed people who don't have real problems who will come and bitch about it all, and it's like, well, you know, it's really like, it's not anyone's fault. It's not like anything that bad. Like, keep things in perspective. I just feel like that's very common here, and then perhaps it's an accurate portrayal of what goes on in Beverly Hills.
And that is that's the point, Grant. That's a good point. I think their perspectives change. They don't have those real world problems that we do, and so they move on to other things.
Yeah.
And they're also perfectionist. And so those little things do become blown up to them. That's all they have to worry about and think about. And so from their perspective, it is a big deal. So I'm kind of defending them a little bit. Right. Don't hate me, but I understand where they're coming from. And, you know, when something major happens, when you lose a parent, like Lisa Rinna did, then it changes your perspective back again. You're like, you know what? All that didn't really matter. These little things don't matter. But when you're living this lavish lifestyle, I think your perspectives change over time and you start focusing on the little things. It's almost reminds me of what Barbara Streisand, she's, you know, seen as kind of a little crazy and everything like that. And I was just thinking about this today. She is such a perfectionist that not only does she want her house to look perfect, but the view from the window, she wants the flowers to match the inside. That's where these people are coming from. It's so different from what most people live, but from their perspective, these things matter.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, use that energy to worry about making money for a charity.
I know, I'm with you on that.
I think that's something that Dorit needs to do at this point, because I don't think she's winning over the viewers. I mean, I feel like she probably needs to do a charity. She needs to do something that's going to wheel these people back, you know, damage control.
That said, people can do what they want with their money.
Of course. Pay someone to go get more flowers.
But it's just kind of like, isn't it a little bit of a false, you know, life when you're just so concerned about shallow things like that, like to the point, I don't know, it just stuck out to me because I didn't like the way that they were speaking. It was just such a turnoff. Anyway, that's just my deep dive into their personalities. Anyway, let's talk more about Erica walking in and instantly being hit with not one, but what I thought two insults.
Yeah. That was kind of much.
Honestly, the t-shirt dress, right?
I think Dorit, I have to disagree with Erica for the first time. I think Dorit could pull off a t-shirt Moschino shirt. Oh. But I think that, again, it's just, I don't know. I feel like there's tension. It's the battle of the blondes. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that they're tight-knit. It's already apparent that Erica prefers Kyle's personality over Dorit. So I think there's always going to be kind of like, they're not going to sit on the same sofa at the reunion.
No, and this was Dorit not being a good hostess again. Again, when someone comes over to your house, you do not attack them. You do not verbally assault them. Like, come on.
Can't you just say you look great?
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought she was going to bring up the underwear at that moment. Oh, I was like, Lord. Do not.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I thought that's
about
what she was going to say, and I was like, oh, God, please no.
But did you also catch the comment where, Mykonos overrated?
I know, that was shade.
That's so lousy. When you go on a nice vacation, like, oh, was it any good? Like,
I liked her response, though. That's why I liked Erica, where she was like, I had a great time. You know, you have to kind of make it about yourself again. Yeah. You know, she was the one that was the performer there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if you just say, oh, you look great as you come in, that won't air. You need a little something. So I think she's given it. You know, if we just...
We just playing the game?
Yeah, oh, you look great, Erica. That won't show up on tonight's episode. Oh, Mykonos is wonderful. I just know it. I've been there. No, that won't show up either. So she's playing a game a little bit, yeah. She's giving a little bit for the producers in the show, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm kind of all right with that.
Okay, good.
I'm okay with the shade. I mean, who cares what I think? But I'm just saying, like, I get what you're saying. You know, you're on a show. Like, even Lisa Rinna, she knows she's got a job to do. So, I guess.
They're so well behaved. I was so hoping that Kim would reach for a drink. In a way. I don't want her to get not be sober or be not healthy. But, you know, we need a little bit of meat on the show. Mm-hmm. This season, everybody really is getting along fairly well.
One of my friends today actually said that, and they felt like this season wasn't really as exciting as previous ones. And I think about it now, we do week after week. There's not been a huge blowout yet. I don't know if we're even going to get that.
In Hong Kong, it sounds like we're going to get that.
Oh, yeah. With Erica. Yeah, I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at who's on the forefront, who the players are, and right currently... You're not seeing the Kyle's twisting things and manipulating things. You're not seeing the master manipulate Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's why it's a little late. Because what is Eileen really going to do? You know what I mean? Yeah. To really...
She was doing a lot in the beginning. She tried.
But I mean, what is she going to... What is she really going to do to, like, get under someone's... You know what I mean? To really start something. She's more of a reactor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so we... And Lisa Rinna is supposed to be better than bitter or whatever the hell she was talking about. But I don't know what she's doing on this show. This season's not a good look for her.
No.
Kim,
for Lisa Rinna?
Yeah.
She looks fabulous, though. I did like that outfit at the party.
It's not a good look, but she looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the outfit...
Somebody told Dorit, that's all that matters. I think Boy George said that. You know, it doesn't matter about all the little details, as long as you look good.
Yeah. Rinna's outfit reminded me of a very, like, People versus OJ outfit. Did you catch the, like, it was very, like,
90s?
Are
like
you saying
Rinna
looked 90s?
Maybe.
Okay, Brandy.
Yes.
Such a cute outfit.
Kim arrived with an English accent in tow. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
getting. So she was talking about how she's getting these mother instincts back, and I think she was being very genuine with that, and just saying like, "Oh, you know, I have a grandson, and it's kind of like bringing back emotions that I had when I was a mom in the early days." Like, for whatever reason, this set off the other ladies to think that she was just cracking under the pressure and anxiety of having a grandchild. I think Kim was very clear in what she meant. That's my POV. What do you think?
I think a lot of, and I read a lot of the comments last week, they were a lot of comments about how we're so defensive over Kim and stuff like that, but she's gone through so much.
Kim is awesome.
She has gone through so much.
I'm giving my opinion. If you want me to give a fake POV, I'll write it in the comments.
We're all here for our opinions, but I do think with Eden, I don't think that she knows Kim so well to kind of push so much judgment on her. I mean, next week we'll be able to get to talk to her, but I think like her kind of like looking at Kim and trying to figure out what was happening in that moment was a little, again, too much. It's every scene that we've seen her in. I don't know if the producers do this, but it's they kind of make it look like Eden is right there just, you know, kind of just
she's
looking
stunning.
Over everybody and it doesn't look good to me.
But when Kim says gasp and she's apprehensive and she's using all these words like that, it does make me kind of react like Eden a little bit. Like, why are you so apprehensive? You're going to be a grandmother. This is a good thing. And I almost feel like there is something behind it. So I see where Eden's coming from. Kim makes me a little... She did that last week. She gets all nervous and excited, and it seems like it's going a little bit too far. You
she's
know?
An actress. She's emotional.
I just think it's Kim.
It gives me stress watching Kim.
I just think that's Kim.
You know?
You know, I think the same way she came in with the accent.
A little dramatic.
I think that's just Kim. She's quirky.
She's theater.
She's quirky, exactly.
But I mean, it's hard to read, you know, because I can see how now you and Eden perceive her that way, because she is a little, you know, off-center. That's what we like about Kim.
Yes.
Not a terrible thing.
Christian in the chat said Kim was likely already aware that Eden, a recovering alcoholic, was going to be there and that she was on the defense maybe right away.
Oh, good point, Christian.
It happened before. Yeah.
Yes, well, the minute Eden said that, she had a reply. So, yeah, Christian's right, I think.
And Justin said, I love Eden. She does not give a rat's behind. She does not.
Yes. She's trying to help, though. She is trying to help, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Well, the curtain opened and Boy George came out to perform one song, and Lisa Rinna, did you see, jumping up and down? She was so excited, which is nice to see, but she's always so extra. Always.
She gives me life sometimes.
And then I watched her versus Erica, and Erica was just as excited to see him, but just controlled and just like bop into the music a little bit, like one extreme to the next. A little too much.
I think Ren is just really in a happy place in her life. I mean, I follow her Instagram and I see, you know, she's really into pushing her daughters into their careers. I think that that's just her. I don't know, but she was a little extra.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's on so many television shows. She's on Extra and Access Hollywood.
She's on so many pills. I was like, whoa, she didn't say that.
Xanax is supposed to calm you down, but I think she's an excited personality. I think when you're on camera, you need to give a lot of energy. I have seen her off camera and she is very subdued and calm and very quiet. So it's not like that all the time. This was just a few weeks ago. She seemed like a very normal person, you know, like Erica probably you would see. When she's on camera though, she gives it, and I like that.
Some people come alive behind a camera, you know. It's it's very true. I mean, I guess that, you know, she's been on him for years behind in front of the camera in front of it, so maybe that's her just ultimate reaction. Anyway, Camille Grammer was in front of the camera and I was happy.
We barely saw her though.
She came in and she's like, oh, Eden's so nice, and then she saw the look between the two sisters and I was like, oh, it was more like, oh wait,
what did I miss?
That's going back to like season one and two where she just plays the, oh wait, I didn't know that, but like, you know, she's already thought of that.
Yes. Well, they fill her in, the two sisters, and you know, then they kind of go off on their own thing. And what do you want to say about that moment? Anything in particular? I mean, Kim got wind of Eden's concern again.
It kind of felt like Kim was, you know, a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, like, on the season when she did that, like, you know, that ugly look, because she kind of senses that energy from Eden. You can kind of tell. I don't know how far into the season we're going to keep seeing Kim, but as long as Eden and Kim are around, I feel like unless they have a one-on-one conversation, then I think they can squash or kind of talk about things, because they haven't even done that yet. It's all been things like, you know, she's talking to this person, she's talking to that person. It's like a pairing. She's not really addressing her concerns with the people that she's concerned for.
That's true. And although I don't see Kim being open to doing that.
That's a whole right. other obstacle.
That's the Lisa Reno scene. You know, yeah. that didn't work out too well. Yeah. But yeah. Eden was nice enough to help her down the stairs.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
Kim, again, is a huge star in her own mind. And she rightly is. She's been in business in like the 50s. So she, in her mind, doesn't even think to thank Eden for that. But, you know, I don't know if we're going to get that one-on-one. And I don't know if it would work out too well.
Yeah,
that would be very good TV.
Well, yes. Here's the difference. These ladies who are housewives, they have to come up with these storylines. They have to be viable. Kim doesn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to feed into it. She's not going to be like, you know what, we have unfinished business.
Oh, yeah. Except for
you know
all
what I mean?
Eden.
That's
so
Eileen.
It's so one's, yeah, that's Eileen. So it's so one-sided in a way because Kim doesn't really have to give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll ever come to any of that. So that's why I'm saying let's move on from Kim. And we all hope she's doing well. And let's not keep questioning if she's going to crack or not. Don't put that out in the universe. Just,
I know.
What else do you got? That's where I'm coming from. Well, Dorit couldn't wait to let Lisa Vanderpump and Boy George in on the drama of the party. Then she talked about the Xanax and the smoothie and how the funniest moment was the bag of pills. Lisa Vanderpump was a little turned off by this. She actually was like, is there a reason for concern? Like, she was actually taking it seriously loosely, you know? I mean, she's looking at more, there could be more to it from here.
Mm-hmm. Or that there could be nothing to it.
Or nothing, yeah. It was nice to see Lisa engaged in something that's going on mm-hmm. the canvas of the show.
And even in the episode, we were worried that she wasn't even going to be here tonight. So, yeah. Good to see her, at least.
I'll give her that.
I kind of liked when Eden came over to Lisa's house and Lisa was a little protective over Kyle. I kind of like that because we're not getting enough of Lisa, so at least she's kind of claiming her friendship mm-hmm. with Kyle.
Dorit said to Lisa Vanderpump, pull the pole out of your ass. And Lisa Vanderpump says that there could be a problem there because she wasn't taking it as a joke. So I was a little bold. I had a little moment where I think Lisa Vanderpump was like, do I go with this? But no, she's the ally on this season. I'm not going to cross this line.
Plus, we made that big deal out of the whole British humor thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on. If you can't take a joke.
That's true. Yeah,
dish out
true.
The English humor.
But I definitely think the thought crossed Lisa Vanderpump's mind to be like, wait a minute, what is she saying to me? Oh, it's a joke. Remember, it's only a joke.
Smile and
nod. Stay calm.
Yes. Well, any final thoughts or shall we get into some news and gossip? Let's do it.
We got it covered.
All right.
TV news.
Yes, let's talk about Cedric. Mm. Is this a name that rings a bell? Do you guys remember?
I was thinking about him
Lisa
today.
Lisa Vanderpump's house guest from season one.
What is he doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. He is relocated. He's back in London.
Okay.
He was on a show called Reality Life, a podcast. And he spilled all the tea, of course. He says that he was really Lisa's unpaid assistant. He would work like 14 hours a day. And remember, they made him out to be sort of this luxurious house guest type character. But he says that is not the case at all. And just some kind of fun tidbits about Lisa. When she first tried out for the show, she told no one about it. And she told the producers, though, about Cedric, and they loved this dynamic of Lisa and Cedric. But by almost a year later, when the show finally got picked up, Lisa and Cedric were no longer barely even speaking. But because Lisa knew she kind of needed this Cedric storyline because the producers loved it, she told this little white lie and said that he still lived with her. And he says that they're ultimately what happened between them stemmed from his relationship with Lance Bass, who, you know, Lisa is still very, very close with. So Cedric had a relationship with him that did not end well, and we all know that it didn't work out well for Cedric. So finally speaking for himself, another former housewife character, let's call this one a character, Brandy, she's giving a lot of interviews because she has a new show out, and she said she will always be a part of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Not only because they flash back to her every week. Oh, wow. We didn't see it this week, Brandy, right? She also reveals that she sees Kim Richards all the time. We've been wondering maybe an update on their friendship. And she said that Kim is her neighbor and that Kim was actually the first person to meet Brandy's new boyfriend, DJ. So that's true. That's your BFF, right?
Yeah.
Kim's always entertaining on Watch What Happens Live. Did you guys watch last week?
I did watch it.
It was good.
It was good. Dorit is teasing some major drama that goes down in Hong Kong. She's implying that it's between her and Erica, and she says what happens really, really took her by surprise. It was shocking. she says. Mm. So, cannot wait for that. She is also admitting that the whole Pantygate thing was a mistake. She actually used that word and said, that was a mistake. Agreed, Dorit. Meanwhile, Wedding Style Magazine has this really cool write-up about Dorit and Paul's relationship and their wedding. So, they were married in 2015, in March. And that's where this article appears from. But there's, like, photos of their wedding, and it's a lot more about them than we've even seen on this show.
Where'd they get
married? Several episodes.
I'd
so
be interested in
New York, they got married at the Rainbow Room after looking at 10 different venues.
Nice.
And guess who sang a little ditty at that one? Oh, Mr. Boy George was a special performer. There was a mirrored canopy and feathered towers. They honeymooned in Bora Bora until they got hurricaned out, and so they went to Anguilla. Where Boy George and some friends joined them. So, an interesting honeymoon.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys have to check that out. It's Wedding Style Magazine.
I want to see it. Yeah.
I would be interested in that. I want to know more besides, the panties and the husband running around.
They talked about the relationship first meeting and really was interesting.
Hmm. So, how long have they been together now?
Well, this made it sound like they hadn't been together too long before they were married. Okay. And like I said, they were married in early 2015. And also, if you do that, I was trying to do the math while we were watching the show, but then I was trying to concentrate on the show. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that she even was pregnant before. Jagger's close to three, or if he's closer to two, kind of depending. So it sounds like they got hot real quick.
Yes.
Sounds like it.
Good news and gossip.
Nice.
Let's take a moment while we have it and predict.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, maybe since Eden can't go to Kim, she'll probably go to Kyle, and maybe Kyle might get irritated by this and maybe shut Eden down on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I could possibly see that happening. I don't know really where Eden's character or role in the show is going to go after not talking about Kim.
Mm-hmm.
True, yeah.
I think LVP is going to be the one to shut Eden down.
Okay.
We saw a little snippet of their conversation, and I think probably nothing is really scarier than Lisa Vanderpump, the threat of her getting angry.
Yes.
And, I mean, really, Eden hasn't been told by anyone, like, hey, it's coming off this way, or, you know, Kyle is making it out to seem that you're being aggressive with this. And I think LVP might be the person to get through to her and convince her to take a different approach, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that'd be good. I was happy to see that Lisa Vanderpump is engaging. That was, like, my prediction was that we're going to see kind of the influx of her, and I hope, because she's on the show, and I can't think of anything she's really done so far. So I'm interested. Believe it or not, I actually want to see more Lisa.
Who would have
guessed? It would be great to get an update on the Max biological parent situation.
Well, I guess. I didn't enjoy that story.
Oh, you're not dying of curiosity? Mm. Oh, all right.
We're waiting for a business or something she's going to be working on.
Right, just because I feel like and I love Erica, and I'm cool with Eileen, but I feel like we've seen a lot of them, especially with Rinna. So I want to, we see Kyle's businesses and the husband, and they went to look at the house. But what is Lisa doing? What is she doing on the show?
How far is she
on it?
Hong Kong from now? Do we know? Like, how many more episodes down?
Don't they usually do the thing, coming later this season
during the break, past the break.
I feel like we have a few more weeks yet, probably.
Yeah. I have heard a lot of different things that go down at this flapper party. Apparently, it's one of Camille's birthday parties or something for Camille.
Nice.
And I have heard that there's a lot of twists and turns, so we shall see that they're all in those outfits. So it's coming up. At least the first half will be on next week, so we can look forward to that.
Nice.
What do you think?
I think we're going to see more of Eileen getting more involved, and I'm hoping it's going to go in a good way, where she is really trying to help the girls, because that's what I always envisioned her doing when she came on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm a little concerned, but I think next week, guys, we're going to find out a lot more about Eden, and I'm excited.
Yes.
I wanted to invite Cedric to the show. I'm like, where is he? Is he still in Los Angeles? Is he, I had no idea he went back to London.
Yeah.
And then, Brandy, we would love to have you on, because that would mean you are still part of the Housewives. All in here.
We'll play all the flashbacks you don't want. Whatever you want.
Yes. Well, please leave us some comments below. Refresh our comments over on iTunes. The show's been on now, what is it, 8 seasons, 7 mm-hmm. seasons? So, yeah, so let us know what you think of us over there. And as always, you can support us on our many platforms. Chris, where are you?
And I wanted to say, you mentioned this last week. On iTunes, this show is one of the highest rated shows.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Number 47. Thank you, guys. Oh, so, yeah. Good. You guys can find me on Twitter, a.k.a. Golden Boy. And my name is Chris Valentine, so you can find me on my website at chrisvalentine.la.
Hey guys, make sure to follow me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook, and visit my website, thomasrulina.com.
Love it. Guys, you can always hit me up at Christie Reports, and please also check out youtube.com/Christie Reports. You know we're breaking down the big season finale, well, mid-season finale of Total Divas tomorrow night. Please come hang out with us at 9 p.m. Pacific.
Thank you for joining us here. You guys, please, I encourage you to join me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's always an interesting turn of events. Please check that show out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, please do so at Grants_Rants. We'll be back next week with Eden Sassoon and to talk about more R-H-O-B-H.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.